Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, and nice to have you with us today, wherever you are. Well, Carolyn Etting, our associate director and editor, is sitting on the other side of the world in New Zealand. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm great, thank you.
We're here today to talk about spring racing fashion. Really cool stuff, eh?
It is. Well, it's with spring racing fever. The Melbourne Cup's nearly here November the 6th, I believe.
Yep.
In New Zealand, we're gearing up for the New Zealand Cup and Show Week in Christchurch. And tickets for the Royal Ascot, which is actually not until June 2013, but they go on sale on October 22nd.
I love all the fashion stuff. And in Italy, when I was there, I went along to a couple of the horse races there. Fashion is everywhere.
You just can't get away from it. And it's such a big part of the racing day. And it's a big reason why a lot of people go to the races. It's not for the horse races, but just for the... Because it's an opportunity to dress up. And we have very few opportunities these days to do that.
Yeah.
And interestingly, if you look at the history of fashion in the field at Flemington, it didn't really begin until 1962 when the Victoria Racing Club were trying to get more women to go to the races.
Right.
And so they set up this Fashions and Flowers and Favourites Day. And then in 1965... English model Jean Shrimpton attended Flemington, and she caused an international sensation because she turned up in a one-piece shift dress, 4 inches above the knee, with no hat, gloves or stockings, which was a really big no-no.
Yeah.
And what I find it really interesting is that, you know, Australia's got a much, apart from Flemington being in the spotlight ever since then, and you know, they have fashioned the fields ever since that day.
Yeah.
And it was probably interesting that, you know, an English model sort of pointed Flemington out in that way, because Ascot just last year actually for the very first time enforced the style guide, the outfits that were beginning to appear at meetings in recent years with girls in strapless dresses, showing bra straps and not wearing hats, and so it's really interesting.
Look, it is interesting. The other night I went to a black tie event. Now, what is it with people that they don't understand what black tie is, and why do they think they can just get away with not going into these events? I mean, one guy walked in wearing a normal shirt.
And the same thing happens at the races. You know, a guy will wear a pair of black pants, he'll chuck a black jacket together and think, oh, that'll do, it looks like a suit. Well, it doesn't, particularly in the sunlight.
No.
It'll just show the different blacks, and it just looks, there's nothing worse. And,
no.
You know, if you're going for the races, guys, go for a lighter coloured suit.
So when we're talking about etiquette this season, when we're looking at spring racing carnivals, what should we do? What should the men do? What should the women do to get through the barrier and not then basically conform to what is expected, I suppose?
At the end of the day, the basics are, you know, wear a hat or a fascinator or a hatinator, and that goes for men as well. Obviously not a fascinator, but they've got drawers, they've got...
I'll take mine off right now.
Yeah. You know, you've got trilbies, Panama hats, though. Word of warning with the Panama, you know, if you're going to wear one, make sure you've got a really light coloured suit, because nothing worse than a dark coloured suit with a really, really beige straw sort of Panama. It's just too much of a contrast.
Yeah.
And doesn't work. It's
yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
You know, just because if you're wearing a hat doesn't mean it looks good, you know. And, you know, for ladies, if they're wearing a traditional hat, you know, make sure, you know, rule of thumb, especially if you're short, is, you know, don't have a hat that's wide, the brim wider than your shoulders, because it will make you look like a mushroom and have that real shortening effect. If you're really, really short, you know, use feathers sort of higher on your hat to kind of give you a bit of length and height. You know, it's all about, you know, coordination and matching. So, you know, this season we've got lots of beautiful polka dots. So, you know, black and white, that's always a very striking combination. There's lots of lovely colourful stripes around, and there's these lovely sorbet candy colours, and you've got the really bright colours as well. I think, you know, steer away from black if you can. I mean, if you can do a really striking look in black and white, that's good, but don't go, you know, all black. You know, I just think it's not the festive season for it.
Well, Carolyn Etting, thank you very much for talking to us today about spring racing fashion. Of course, you are the associate editor of Mind Food. And next time, let's see what you come up with in terms of another fashion experience for us.
Wonderful.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.